Hello everyone, this is a rather late, but I think it's still within the time limit, marching on day 18, Wednesday, and I haven't got a lot to report really. I've just been listening to K underscore Waywell, that's Chris's boo for today, and I heard a bird singing at 3 o'clock in the morning, just like we get. And he said it's because there's a lot of light. Well, I don't know what the street lights are like round here. I don't think they're that bright. So I'm not sure what the birds round here, what their excuse is, because I know that in the road that our road leads into, or our road leads off of, it's the street lights are pretty few and far between. It's quite creepy along there. I'm not sure if they're any better in our road here, which is a small cul-de-sac, so probably not. Anyway, whatever bird it is, if anyone can tell us, it's the same bird, I think, that I hear. And I'm not sure what it is. I still haven't heard a blackbird. I thought I heard one about four this morning, but I could have been mistaken. Today I had to wait in for two deliveries, the first of which was because Ronan bought me, he ordered a present for me from Next for Mother's Day, which was delivered on Sunday. It was a lovely little rose bush in a very pretty glass vase, which is like a lantern. You can plant the bush out in the garden, which I will once I know the frosts have all gone for the year. The roses smell lovely. A nice box of chocolates, very fancy ones, and some perfume. Now, the perfume was missing, and he emailed them, and they said they were very sorry. So they sent out a whole new item. They didn't just send out the missing perfume, they sent me out a different package. This time I got the chocolates and the perfume, which was the same perfume that I should have received before, and I also received a big bouquet of tulips, all different colours, pink, purple, yellow, and they are in a like a pink tin. They called it, what did they call it, pail, as in a bucket. And they're very pretty, but then I don't think they're plantable. They've got a little sachet of plant food came with them. They're in a big bag of water. So I don't think they'll last too long. Well, they'll probably last a week or maybe two. So they're very nice. And the perfume is really very lovely. It's called Just Pink. I also had to wait in for, we'd ordered some bedding from Wilkinson's. It's not the cheapest you can get, but it's certainly not the most expensive either. It's somewhere in between. I got, for me, a duvet set and bottom sheet, fitted sheet and pillowcases, because we, you know, they only send two pillowcases with the duvets and the duvet set, so we needed one for our underneath pillows. And Ronan got a new duvet and a new sheet and new pillowcase and, you know, duvet set as well. So that, but that didn't come till about 6:30. And then the courier came to sort out about my pensions, my work pensions. So he came in, he was very nice. He was quite an old man, but he was really nice. And he liked the dogs. He told me about his dog. And he went through the forms with him, made sure everything was spelled correctly, checked my ID, which is my passport, and a utility bill to make sure I really live here. And so that was all nice, and that's all done, and hopefully I'll get that all sorted out. So I had to wait in for three different things today, and so that's all done. One thing, I've recorded this post twice and ended up deleting it. Not this one that I'm just doing, but an answer to Calmwater 73 Nama's question yesterday, is it possible for two people of opposing religious, social or political views to be able to, well, I can't remember how she worded it, but have a relationship. And I went on too long about it, so I'm going to be quick about this, and I'm going to say I've always been left of centre, and I don't think I could ever have a relationship with someone who was right wing or anything like that. Not because I would say, oh, I'm not going to go out with anybody like that, but just because I think the type of person they are wouldn't be compatible with me. I'm not saying I couldn't have a friend that was voting that way, because I have got friends who vote that way, but as an actual live-in partner, husband or whatever, I just don't think it would ever get that far. There are certain things in a relationship which are a no-no, and one of them is someone who's at the opposite end of the political spectrum to me, because we could agree not to talk about it, but it's not about our views and whether we talk about it or not. It's just, I think it would come across in their personality, in the way they thought about other things. I think it has, the way you are politically, I think comes across in the way you react to different situations in life. So I think we would get to know one another, and once I realise that, they might not even tell me, but it might be quite evident. Once I've realised that, I think it would be like, bye-bye, end of story. There are certain things in a relationship that I couldn't tolerate, and that's anybody who's racist, homophobic, or just intolerant, who doesn't like animals, who wouldn't tolerate animals, because their animals are an important part of my life. I could have friends that don't like them that much. I have had, but again, I wouldn't want a friend who is racist or homophobic. If they're at the opposite end of the political spectrum and they're a friend of mine, I can cope with that, but not a partner, not a life partner. But if they don't like animals that much, as long as they wouldn't hurt them, I can tolerate that in a friendship, but not in a partnership. However, anything to do with racism and homophobic behaviour, I can't even tolerate that in a friendship, not at all. If someone says to me, if someone makes the slightest racist comment or something like that, it immediately, automatically puts me off of them. I can't cope with it. I've not grown up that way, and it's so alien to my way of thinking that I could stand their political views, but not that. Because that's a basic human, I can't think of the way to describe it, but it's to do with the way they view humanity. That's what I'm trying to say. Politics is not really that important in. It's not that important in my life. I mean, I do take an interest in it because it does affect us all, and I will vote in the general election in May. I'd be a fool not to, and I wouldn't have any reason to complain if I hadn't tried to make my mark. But and different religious views I could tolerate to an extent in a partnership, as long as it didn't affect me. Now, what I'm talking about is very opposite. I'm not a hugely religious person. I do believe in God, or in a God, and I respect everyone's right to what they believe. You know, I respect that, and I think we should all respect one another, and the world would be a far better place if we did. However, I could not, for instance, marry a Muslim because, we had a pledge somehow that I didn't have to conform to what Muslims believe, you know, the way they believe women have to be or whatever. I mean, I know it varies depending on whether they're practicing or orthodox, or I don't know if there's such a thing as an orthodox Muslim, but you know what I mean, whether how strict they are in their beliefs. For instance, dogs aren't really tolerated that well in Muslim society, and even people that have guide dogs really struggle. I heard, it's getting better, that sort of thing is getting better, but I did hear of one person who gave their dog back because they just were ostracised by their community, which is really sad. So obviously that wouldn't work for me. Now, if I had grown up as a Muslim and I married a Muslim, that's fine, but I couldn't do it for practical reasons, you know, because, you know, it just wouldn't work. It's not to say that I don't respect their religion, because I do. It just means that a strict Muslim wouldn't accept me the way I am, you know, because I'm... well, I know it's difficult to say all this without becoming too... I don't want to get personal about anything, but I wouldn't want to be restricted in anything I did. I wouldn't want my husband to tell me that I can't go out with my head uncovered, or I'd have to cover myself up completely in the summer, well, all year round, but in the summer that would be awful. I couldn't do that. I couldn't love someone enough to do that because of their religion, unless I shared their religion. That's different. So I don't think that would work. My thoughts on religion and politics really is each to each their own, and I will respect their views if they respect mine, and I, as long as people don't try to shove things down my throat, then I'm quite happy if they go their way and I go mine. But I don't think that politically I could be in a relationship with someone who's a conservative without putting too fine a point on it. That, as I say, it doesn't mean to say I couldn't have a friend that is, because I have. But no partner. Because I think as people we would be too different for us. I think our views in so many things would differ, and we would end up arguing all the time. Anyway, that's enough said, I believe. And I hope I haven't offended anybody. Certainly no offence intended. With regard to the religious part of the discussion, I was married to a Catholic. He wasn't a staunch Catholic, but we did have some arguments about it at times. Well, he isn't a staunch Catholic, but we did have some arguments because there's a lot in the Catholic religion that I don't subscribe to. But that's another story. Anyway, as I say, I like to think I can respect everyone's point of view, and you know, and I hope they respect mine. And you know, it does, and I think both basically keeping religion and politics out of most friendships and relationships is probably a good thing, because it leads to so much trouble in the world. I mean, all the wars and everything are either over politics or religion, one or the other. So the less we talk about them to our friends, I think, the better. Unless we can really amicably say we beg to differ and mean it. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow, no doubt, and I'll speak to you all soon.